first of all, you know our policy here with regard to our special operations forces, that we're not going to talk very much about their activities, where they are, and what they're doing for obvious reasons. They're carrying out a mission. They are exposing themselves to significant risk, and I'm not going to do anything up here that in any way gives anyone the ability to identify where our forces are operating and what they're up to at any moment in time. Hope you would understand that.
Well, I do. I appreciate that concern, but these are photos that are now publicly available, and from the video that I've seen, it appeared that there wasn't any real reluctance to not be filmed, to not be photographed by the Special Operations Forces. So here we have something now on the record in the public domain, and it's clearly US forces with the YPG insignia. So my question is it appropriate to have a YPG badge on your shoulder?
I'm not going to comment about specific photos. What I will say is that Special Operations Forces, when they operate in certain areas, do what they can to, if you will, blend in with the community to enhance their own protection, their own security. And it's Special Operations Forces in the past have worked with partners and in the past have conducted themselves in such a way that they might operate in an atmosphere in which they are supportive of that local force in their advise and assist role, and they might be, again, for visual purposes, might be blending in with the local community. So
kind of a solidarity thing with their partner.
I'm not going to get into describing it other than our forces need to take the steps that they need to take in order to carry out their mission and to protect themselves and take every available step they can take to try and, again, carry out their mission and be safe in the process of doing so.